In the regular season, Minnesota Elkhorn Seahawks posted the THHL's best record at 1-7-1-0-0. The Seahawks have swept their earlier series on the way to finals. The Bombers had a 1-2-6-0-0 regular season record to finish second in the THHL Eastern Division to the Gladstone Lakers. They beat the Lakers, 3-1, in the Eastern Division's finals. The Bombers and Seahawks only tangled once during the regular season. Minnesota Elkhorn triumphed, 9-3, on November 6 in Elkhorn. We have not seen Minnedosa since very early in the year, but we know they are a solid, talented team that are well coached and have a hard-working team playing in front of excellent goaltending, Emmy head coach Garth Mitchell said. We will need to do an excellent job of puck management and be defensively solid. Should be an excellent series. The best-of-five affair starts Friday in Elkhorn. Game 2 goes Saturday in Minnedosa. The third contest is back in Elkhorn on March 31. If needed, Game 4 is April 1 in Minnedosa and Game 5 on April 2 in Elkhorn. The finals are a meeting of two former North Central Hockey League squads. The Seahawks moved to the THHL this season after winning three straight NCHL titles. The Bombers departed the NCHL in 2015. The Bombers have been led in playoff points by Shane Jury. The former Neepawa Junior A player has 10 goals and 15 points in 9 games. Veteran hometown product Matt Saller has 13 points in 9 games. He played Junior A in BC and Alberta before suiting up in the U.S. in the NCAA Division III ranks. The Bombers utilize both Devin Fordyce and Jason Argue between the pipes. Fordyce leads the team with a 5-0-0-0 playoff record and a 1.40 goals against average. He played Major Junior, Junior A, and in the Canadian college ranks. Argue, who played Junior A and NCAA Division I, has a 3-1-0-0 record this postseason and a 3.63 GAA. Corey Gardham has backstopped the Seahawks to 7 playoff wins. He has a 1.71 GAA. Ian Oliver has 1 win for Minnesota Elkhorn and a 1.00 GAA. Elkhorn product Jason Bowles, a former NCAA Division I player, paces the team with 26 playoff points in 8 games. Fellow homegrown player Taylor Sanheim, who played major junior hockey, had a league-high 13 goals through 8 postseason contests. The Seahawks advanced to the finals by beating the Killarney Shamrocks 3-0, for the Western Division. After winning the first two games 10-3 and 8-1, Minnesota Elkhorn battled to prevail 5-2 in the third contest on March 15. Game 3 versus Killarney was a different game from the first two games and was definitely one that could have gone either way, Mitchell said. Defenseman Brad Cole scored twice in the third period, including an empty net goal, to help seal the victory.